Welcome to the Sales Intel's new show, The Pipeline Pioneers. It's a show that we have designed, we have dedicated to helping teams around the world generate pipelines. We believe that pipeline is the blood supply for your organization. It's the heartbeat of your growth engine. And generating pipeline is a team sport. It's not just the responsibility of sales leader or the marketing department or the SDR leaders. It takes the whole team. It literally takes the village to build a pipeline. Today, I'm excited to have Riley Blaisdell from Paycor with me, who's going to share his experience of building the pipelines, the lessons that he has learned, and where will Riley place his bets in 2024. Riley, welcome to the show.
Manoj, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Riley, we would love to just get a quick introduction from you, as well as in your role, how are you impacting the generation of pipeline?
Yeah, so pipeline is generated multiple different ways. I don't think there's a silver bullet to be able to create pipeline. But like you mentioned, business is a team sport. Marketing and sales play for the same team. What happens is a lot of us get siloed and we think we play for the name on the back of our jerseys, and we need to start playing for the name on the front of our jerseys. So when we start working together, we start getting there faster, right? So I'm a big believer in team selling, bringing in other people within the organization to help solve for X, Y, and Z. And you just got to figure out what really matters to your client, to your prospect, and earning their trust. Because at the end of the day, people say we can do everything, but when it happens, is that really true? And owning that process is a tough skill to have. But when you show people that you do have flaws and you are working on them, I think we create a lot better energy and more buy-in from our clients and our prospect, which allows us to have a better book of business built.
That's great. So build the trust early on in the process, right? And maintain that trust with the prospect. That is great. That's great. Riley, last couple of quarters have been tough, right? Have been tough for everybody across different industries, different sizes of companies. And we all made lots of mistakes. If you were to look back in 2023 and say, you know what, in the process of us generating pipeline, here is the big mistake that we made as an organization, or I made as an individual, and here's a lesson learned from that, what would that be?
I think the biggest mistake everybody's making is trying to generate more activity. More doesn't mean better results. What a lot of people need to focus on is the right activity. And that's where we're missing. A lot of companies want more dials, more emails. And now what you're doing is you're incentivizing people to get sloppy. Instead of sending something that's personal and relevant, they're sending mass production. And now when they receive it in their inbox, they've already seen it, heard it, bought the t-shirt, and they're ready to move on. So now you're in the trash, and that's not going to help you land or get anywhere. So what we need to start doing is being slowing down, focus on better quality outreach, and timing and positioning ourselves in a place that matters to the clients.
Makes sense. So more quality than the quantity.
Quality over quantity. You burn a lot of bridges when you sit there and you just reach out to so many people over and over and over again. They are never going to take your call once you burn that road too much. But if you send them something of quality, you stand out. And if you send quality over and over and over again, you're going to send less and less communication. But each communication, anytime you speak to them, you bring some sort of value. You're a consultant. And when you speak at a high level like that, they are going to listen to you when it really matters.
That's true. That is true. Couldn't be more in agreement with you. You know, we are in the business of providing a revenue intelligence platform. As part of the revenue intelligence platform, we provide data and intelligence. And why we've been in the market is because of the quality of data that we provide. So I could agree with you on quality trumps quantity any day. So really, that is about doing the same outreach, but instead of higher quantity, just do smaller number of activities, but put more attention to detail, make it more personalized messages, right? But let's look at 2024, right? World is a different place in 2024 than it was in 2021, 22. And different strategies are being adopted to generate the pipeline. Is there a new strategy or the new tactics that you have that you would share with our audience that you think is going to produce results in 2024?
I don't think there's anything new that's particularly going to really turn the wheel, right? You already have people talking about, you know, you have Samantha McKenna, show me you know me. You have Amy Volas talking about the riches are in the niches, right? You have Katie Pinner that's talking about gifting, right? You have multiple people talking about AI in any shape and form, right? But what really matters at the end of the day is the best known beats the best. And that's a Grant Cardone quote. Just because you continue to message out the same thing over and over and over again, right, doesn't mean people are ready to hear that message. So you got to be persistent, because a lot of times you're going to show up and the timing is not going to be right, and you got to not take it personal. So what we need to focus on is the heart and mind of the sellers and getting them aligned so we can work on that goal. Because when you're not there mentally and you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're checked out and you're thinking about the weekend. And when you have a conversation, you're not going to be able to focus on what really matters.
True. And where I was going with my thought here, Riley, is when you look at the companies, right, they pick, you know, few channels of generating the pipeline, right, to grow. Some of the companies over index on partnership, right? Not doesn't mean that they don't spend time in sales and marketing effort. They do on sales, marketing, events, but they over index on partnerships. Some of them are product led, right, companies. So they subscribe to the product led growth or the partnership led growth or the events led growth, right? I would love to have a small game here, play a little game with you, where we are going to share, we are going to give you 100 pennies. So let's just say Riley had 100 pennies here and he had to place the bets, right? Where will you place your bets to make the optimal pipeline for your team, for your organization, for yourself in different growth models? So as you tell me, you know, you have 100 pennies here, you know, 10 coins, each coin is worth 10 pennies. As you tell me, you'll put 20% of your bets on marketing, I'm going to move this here. And at the end of this, I will show you what is our community, you know, on an average, where are they placing their bets in 2024? And how does your bet stack up against the community's bet?
Gotcha. So, yeah.
So let's go.
Okay. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer in this.
Yep.
You really got to figure out where your customers
are. If you
got to figure out where your customers are, right? Like that's what it is. Yeah. So every company, every industry is going to be a little different, right? Yeah. So I would say if I'm going to bet, right? One, I'm going to head some money in customer led growth.
Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Because existing customers are going to help us drive revenue, especially because people from that organization are going to leave and go to another organization.
Yep.
That relationship is going to transfer on over if I did a really good job on what I did.
Absolutely. And you can place more than one.
Yep. Let's do that. Community.
Okay. So right. On customer, do you want to place just one?
We're going to leave one there right now. Okay. And we're going to change after we get kind of dialed in.
Perfect. That's one community.
Community-led growth. I am a big fan and believer in community. I think your network is your net worth. So if you're trying to build referrals, if you're trying to get your name out there, people are going to elevate your voice. So community is really important.
We are investing in community. We are building the Sales Intel's community with our very own Jason Hellenberg.
Okay. Let's see. So sales and marketing, again, I think both of those are one unit.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to really say, hey, what's going to get one, what's not going to get one.
You know, but what? They should put be one on equal. Each. You have, yep. You have 100 pennies here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to want to focus on the product.
Yeah.
If the product doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah. So this is different. This is product-led growth. Right,
product-led
product. Okay. You know, some of the companies have freemium product that uh-huh. they give it away for free to generate okay. the pipeline, and they only contact the prospect when they see the usage behavior and the threshold that the prospect has crossed in engagement.
Okay,
in their engagement on the product.
Okay, is this new product or is this existing product? Because that's going to change the difference if I
could,
put. Any
could be either. Could be either.
All right. Well, let's take money out of there. Let's not put the money there yet.
All right. I like it. All right. Where else will you place your bets?
Okay. Let's see. What is founder? What do you guys mean by that?
Founder-led growth. You know, some of the founders are so charismatic. They have a big network. They're out there speaking in different events, evangelizing their brand. You know, this is where I put Steve Jobs, this is where I put Elon Musk, right? These guys are okay. out there, and their brand okay. alone builds the company brand.
Let's put some money there.
Okay.
And what do you guys consider partnership-led growth?
Yeah, I mean, look, partnership, go-to-market strategy, HubSpot. HubSpot grew exponentially by investing in the partnership ecosystem, where the partners were taking the solution and selling it to the customer base that HubSpot could never reach to that fast.
Mm, that's going to depend on your product and your market fit.
100%. It's not applicable for every company.
Yeah, exactly. So this is where you kind of get the challenge on, right? Because it depends on what product you're really selling.
Yeah. So
I'm going to put
think of this as your product, the product that you're selling, the industry that you're expert in. Where would you place your bets?
So I'm going to take the product out of product-led growth and put more on community.
Okay, so let's just put more in community.
Okay. I'm going to put more on brand.
More on brand. Okay, so let's just put more on brand.
Okay. And then I want to put, let's put more on customer. I think that one's going to go on other.
Okay. Do you have other in mind that are not part of this rubric that we have here?
Yeah. So like the other where I'm going to put it at is I'm going to be willing to hedge my bet on LinkedIn, right? Depending on my product, because I'm going to go after my ICP on LinkedIn. I'm going to build that market awareness by creating content that I can share that is educational, entertaining, right?
Yep.
And something that is very relevant, and I'm going to provide that little information for free. And with that kind of sharing of information, it's going to allow people to see me as the expert or industry leader, and that's going to build awareness. What also I'm going to do is I'm going to take my company page, and I'm going to go around there and comment all over the platform so people start seeing that brand pop up so they try and figure out what that does. Another thing that I would end up doing is I'm going to take my company page and I'm going to go comment and support on my competitors out there. And the reason why I'm going to support my competitors out there is because we're in this market together. But also when I go and support my competitors, their clients are actually there. Their clients are actually there learning and finding out what they're sharing on the platform. And if I show up where my competitors are supporting them, their clients are going to wonder who that is. And when they figure out that we are in that same space, if they need to make a change, my brand awareness is going to go out and capture a lot of business.
Got it. So it's more of a content-led growth or the thought leadership-led growth.
It's going to be a little bit of both, right? Because your content is thought leadership stuff.
Yep.
Right? So it's a little bit of both.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Riley, let's take a look at where is community. So this is where the community is, right? We have over 350 companies where we ask them, where would you place your bets, right? Across different industries, different sizes. This is where they place their bets to generate the most optimal pipeline. And now let's just put your, overlay your results here. And, you know, I put the 10 pennies that we couldn't put on the product and move from product in the model here. Mm-hmm. And this is how it show up. Take a look at yours and see if something jumps out that surprises you, that what community is not doing or doing and you're not doing and vice versa.
Oh, I already knew a lot of people are going to bet on sales, right? Yeah. Sales and marketing, those are the two most common things.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it this way. That is the same game that everybody has played over and over and over again.
Yes.
The world and the industry is evolving. Brand recognition, digital content is key. It lives out there in the atmosphere. And when I share that digital content, if it's something valid, I can reuse it over and over again without reinventing the wheel. So when people are sitting there having their sales team drive more activity, I'm getting awareness when the sales team is not in the office by that marketing content that I'm sharing on those platforms. Build that brand awareness.
So these models where, you know, community or, you know, the world has over-indexed, they are no longer working. Therefore, you are betting more on the community, on the customer and the brand and other, which is content thought leadership.
Well, I mean, the reason why we're in business is because of the customer, right?
That is correct.
So if I don't have any customers, but I have a sales team, I'm not going to get anything. But if I have a customer or a great customer base and a good sales team, they're going to collaborate with them to get more information because they know what they're experiencing. And when my sales team can learn and understand what is important to the customer, they can get really tight and specific and start having those same conversations with other people. That's why when people are worried about keeping up with the Joneses, what is good for them, what they're doing and what is working, other people want to do that. Without your customers, without having that communication, there's going to be a lot of opportunity miss. But if you're just having people going out there selling without any clients, how are you going to get better? How are we going to improve the messaging? How are we going to change the cycle if we keep focusing on sell, 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 sell? But we also need to give them the education. So I should have took some money and put other and focused on enablement as well.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Riley, this has been awesome. I learned a new thing, which is missing from this, which is a thought leadership driven growth, right? So that's Riley's take. Riley, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your help. I'm sure the community is going to benefit from your insights, and we look forward to seeing you out there and sharing your take on this show as well as other thought leadership ideas.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Thanks.